Welcome everybody. Shiur number 1257. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zisu Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Reb Moshe. Therefore, Shalema Chana Bas Esther Malka. Getting back to our Malacha of Chayresh plowing. Okay, we basically summed up and finished off the halachas of playing ball, marble, nuts, these type of things. I just want to talk about a few more odds and ends in the Malacha of Chayresh, which might come up. Interesting shilas. Number one, we spoke about washing the floors. We went through all that. We said you even taking off stains. And then we spoke about one has to be careful if it's a carpet. You can't throw down water, sprinkle in water. We spoke about how to do it on a hard surface. On the carpet can't be done, even by a guy, we said. But now let's say somebody has a hard surface. Somebody has a hard floor. Let's say in the kitchen. It's a very dusty day. A lot of times you have certain days, sometimes in the summer, or it hasn't rained in a while, and there's a lot of dust, so they want to just sprinkle some water. And again, it's no carpet. On a carpet, you are not allowed to do that. You can't sprinkle water on a carpet. But now they want to sprinkle some water on the kitchen floor, right? In the air, kitchen floor type of a thing to knock down the dust. It makes the dust settle, and it won't be so dusty. Is that a problem to do on Shabbos? So actually, the Shulchan Aruch talks about that straight up in Simin, our previous Simin, which we were talking about from Simin Shin Lamed Zion. Again, nothing to do with washing floors. We spoke about the washing the floors, all that stuff. This is plain and simple. I want to just sprinkle some water with no intention of washing floors, just to knock down the dust, and not on a carpet. Again, a carpeted area, you can't do it. You're not allowed to do it, but on a regular hard surface, tiled floor, or the like. So the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamed Zion, Sif Aleph, says, Mutal l'rabbei tzabayitz, one would be allowed to do this, like to sprinkle the water. We'll see in a minute what that's all about. Because you don't have a mind to straighten out the ground, you know, to knock down mounds, fill up holes, or whatever the case is. The only reason why you're doing it is that the dust shouldn't be so much dust in the air. So the Mishbar explains to us in Sifkot and Hay. Lerabeitz, so he says like this, what does it mean, Lerabeitz? Lahazis mayim, to sprinkle a little bit of water. Lahazis mayim, alakarka, habayis, kadesh lo yala ha'ovik, to sprinkle a little bit of water on the ground, so that the ground of the house, of course, we're talking about the ground in the house, kadesh lo yala ha'ovik, so that the dust shouldn't be rising so much. The afogav, the harbotza, kamapamim, mis alim, hagumais, ba'afu, va'avak. Sometimes it could even cause a problem on the ground itself. He wants to say possibly in conjunction with these things, but the bottom line is, afilo hachim mutter, it still be allowed, kamen de enoi mischavin, one is not mischavin at all, v'gam lav psik reishu. There's no psik reishu as far as filling up holes in the ground or fixing the ground when you sprinkle, plain and simple, just simply sprinkling water, as opposed to when we spoke about washing the floors, right? Not the squeezing part of it, but the actual washing. Somebody will go on the hands and knees and start washing the floor with their hands or rubber or whatever. We said a b'shas atchak was easier, but just like this, time to wash floors, we don't do because of the gezerah. Because Mishmira said when the person has a mind to make the floor look very nice, and they'll come to fill up holes and knock down mounds, they'll straighten out the ground, which you can't do even in a house. It falls under the malacha of boina building. So then he continues on and says, "Vafil b'karka she'ein mirut sefes is muta." Even a karka that is not a hard ground. Interesting. Now I just want to make it clear: we're dealing in a house. If you're dealing with outside, you know, where there's vegetation, plantation, then you can't sprinkle any water because we've spoken about in the past. That's one of the lamites malachas of making things grow. Is it ready to sprinkle water on the ground where things grow so that you can do? Obviously, that's a different malacha. But over here, we're dealing in even in a house. Again, our houses do have hard surfaces. But even if there's a house, a field of karka, she'en mirut sefes, he won't say his mutter. And he brings in the back from Reb Shlomo Zalman, the Dirsha does on ice number 15, that Lamais, Reb Shlomo Zalman says the whole thing is we're dealing with a small amount of water. We're dealing with a small amount of water. And okay, so that's the story over there. But that, the interesting point, we're dealing, even if it's not even on a dirt ground, but again, indoors, not when dealing with a place and time where there's plantation, that is usher to do. Okay, so just to read real quickly out of the Sefer Lamentos Melachos, Okay, he just sums up the whole system. He mixes it in with the washing of the floors. We'll just go through it real quickly, read it again, because it's important to review what we spoke about on page 260. On page 260, Sefer Lamentes Melacha is in the Melacha of Chayresh. So he says, the Chazal asserted, they forbade the rinsing of earthen floors of homes on Shabbos because of the likelihood that one's involvement in cleansing and improving the floor will lead him or her to inadvertently scrape or level the dirt floor surface, and thereby being over the melacha of boina indoors or outdoors, chayresh or so on. Midrabanan, it was also extended midrabanan to include all floors to avoid confusion that even floors that are hard floors that one is not allowed to wash the floor. Now, we spoke about in the past again when it's b'shas hadchak and the pressing needs, and if there's black marks, people walking around, there was rains. Now, we spoke about all that in the past, but just stam washing floors, even in a way where there's no other serum of squeezing, is not allowed to be done because of these reasons. Therefore, one may not rinse or wash floors on Shabbos. It should be noted that washing floors ordinarily involves other Shabbos restrictions as well. Like we said, using a mop, squeezing, soaking, these type of things obviously all can't be done. Now, just getting to our point, what we're trying to get to today and sum up the situation, reference to sprinkling, it is permitted, like we saw, it is allowed to sprinkle water on a tiled or concrete floor to hold down the dust. Okay, so it's important to keep in mind, which what we saw from the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, it is permitted to sprinkle water on a tile or a concrete floor, again, not a carpet, just simply to hold down the dust. He brings down, this is a common necessity on Simchas Torah, sometimes you have it on Simchas Torah, when joyous dancing causes dust on the floors to rise. There's a lot of jumping up and down. Sometimes there is a lot of dust that's flying up and down, and you want to just keep things a little bit that way. It shouldn't be slippery. You got to be careful. It shouldn't be slippery. Obviously, that's a separate issue. But in case in time, it's like we saw, Shlomo Zalman said, it's not a problem. Small amounts of water. There's no issues of washing over here. So on Simchas Torah, it does bring down sometimes it does come up, whereby the dancing causes dust on the floors to rise, right, from the shaking of the floors. So then sprinkling water on the floors to prevent this occurrence is perfectly permitted and involves no Shabbos or Yom Tov restrictions. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay, so we'll stop over here, but the important thing to keep in mind, one need be, it's a dusty day or the various different situations we brought up, just stop sprinkling water on a hard surface indoors would be fine. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha, kol tov.